About her latest book, The Brick House, from Ost Press. You've been listening to Between the Covers. I'm David Naiman, your host.
Community Radio is radio for the people, by the people. At KBOO, your neighbors, coworkers, and friends make radio so you can be sure that the issues they bring to you are the issues that matter. We believe strong communities invest in sharing knowledge with each other. Every month, KBOO offers free classes in the art of radio broadcasting so Portland can stay informed. Invest in future media makers and join us on Kickstarter today. Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 2018 Pawpalooza on Saturday, March 3rd at 6 p.m. at the La Bonitas Community Room in Portland. Pawpalooza is a celebration of the human-animal bond and an opportunity for people who cherish the human-animal bond. It is a benefit for the Portland Animal Welfare Team. Their mission is to keep pets and people together by providing free veterinary care to the pets of people who are experiencing homelessness or extreme poverty. Again, that's the 2018 Pawpalooza on Saturday, March 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Lagunitas Community Room, 237 Northeast Broadway Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You can have all the money in your hands, all the possessions anyone can ever have, but it's all worthless treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have everything, but what does it mean? It all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. You can't just talk the talk, you got to walk that walk. Yes, you do. Look in the mirror, proud of who's looking back at you. Define the life you're living, not by what you take, but what you're giving. And if you bet on love, there's no way you'll ever lose. Take a stand, make a stand for what's right. It's always worth, always worth the fight. It all means
I understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native
Good
land.
Good morning, and welcome to the March edition of Black Book Talk. I'm Emma Jackson Ford, here with
Obi Hill, Mirror Image Books,
Patricia Welch, Librarian Emeritus, and it is our pleasure to welcome back to Black Book Talk Kirby McCurtis, the manager of the North Portland Library, and somebody who is sitting in a wonderful seat at that job, I know, because I used to. So we're delighted to have the new leadership here.
Good morning.
Well, I have been so excited about this ever since your last visit. I couldn't think of anything else, but she said she was coming back after the prizes were presented and talk to us about them. So on Saturday, I was at your library with the winner of the Coretta Scott King Award, Renee Watson.
And she won a Newbery Honor for that book, Piecing Me Together. Yep.
Yes.
It's a very good year for Renee, for sure.
Yeah. Local girl. So I have so many questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, first of all, a minor question, but you know the award symbols that are on the book after they win?
Yep. Uh-huh.
So if you have a book before they win, is there a kit that you can, like you're the librarian, is there a kit that you can order to put them on your back book?
Oh, yeah. All of these are stickers. So you can get them, like all the books that I have in front of me right now, I bought a sticker for them because they aren't going to reproduce them. But you can get the stickers at ALA, the ALA store. So ALA.org. Yeah.
I love it. I've been wondering about that for a long time.
Yeah, they're just stickers. You just stick them on. As soon as we figured out our winners, our chair had some stickers for us, and so we stuck them on our books. Yep.
Because kids would ask me, why does that book have a sticker, but this one doesn't?
Yeah.
So now I can answer that in the future.
Yes. Easy to grab, for sure.
I understand that you were on the panel or the board that chose this year.
For the Newbery Award,
For the Newbery Award, but not for the Coretta Scott King.
No. So there's different committees for each award. And so I was on the Newbery Award committee and a different group of folks. I think the majority of them are women, but of folks for Coretta Scott King chose that. So we're all separate and we're sequestered for 2.5 days, making deliberations, having lots of conversations and fighting gently and arguing passionately for our favorite books. And it just so happened that this year, a lot of the books were the favorites for more than one committee. So that's pretty exciting.
Is it only librarians that get chosen, or are there regular readers who...
As long as you're a member of the organization, the bigger umbrella organization that chooses, you can be appointed to a committee. It's all volunteer work. Yeah.
So you're appointed.
Yes, I was appointed. Yes.
Could we back up just a little
bit?
For those who are not familiar, who aren't in the library world, the world of education, what is the Newbery Award?
Okay, perfect. So the Newbery Award is the award for the most outstanding contribution to children's literature. And so our age span is ages 0 to 14. And this year's Newbery Award winner was Erin Entrada Kelly, and she wrote Hello Universe. And then we had 3 honor books, and one of those honor books was Renee Watson's book. And so then the award that you might see most often as well as the Caldecott Medal, and that's the award for the most distinguished American picture book. And then the Coretta Scott King Award that we've been talking about is for, they have a few different categories, but the author or the illustrator has to be African American. That's the focus on that one. And the Pura Beaupre, they have to be Latinx. So certain awards have different categories and like qualifications that the author has to make. So for Newbery and for Caldecott, the author or illustrator has to be American or live in America. So there's like a few different criteria, but yeah. Everyone has a little bit different things.
Could you say a little something about why there are book awards?
Oh, so the Newbery Award and the Caldecott Awards were created to really celebrate children's literature. And for a long time in the publishing industry, children's literature wasn't celebrated and there weren't books that were written for children. So this was just the Library Association's way of celebrating and promoting children's literature. Yeah. And the Coretta Scott King, obviously Coretta Scott King, it was named after her, but it was to honor Black authors and illustrators because there was definitely not that much attention getting paid to Black authors and illustrators.
Now, yeah. I'm curious about that because, I mean, a big deal has been made about this. Renee was saying that within minutes of the announcement being made that she was getting calls and everything from around the country. The Sunday afterwards, I happened to be listening to NPR Morning News. You know, so I mean, she's got national attention. So, how many people are competing? How many books? And I mean, is it just anybody who writes a book? How do you even get to be under consideration?
Right. So with all the awards, it's for the previous year. So we announced in February. So anything that was written in 2017 is eligible. So that means from January all the way to December, anything that's written for children that falls within that criteria. So for me, what I was looking for is someone who lives in America, who's gotten a book that will be of interest for ages 0 to 14, and that's really distinguished in terms of amazing writing. And like you said, so when someone wins this award, it can launch them. It can launch their publishing house. It can launch their career. One of the books that won this year is Crown, and it's was published by a really, really small publishing house. And it's like this book has won 4 or 5 different awards. And so literally this Crown is putting this publishing house on the map. And it's just like sort of an amazing thing. It can really like change a person's career. So yeah, definitely it's a big deal.
Well, further, is the committee looking at how many books were sold, or do people make suggestions?
People can make suggestions, but we don't take into consideration anything about selling. We don't take into consideration anything about the publishing house, as long as it's written by someone who lives or is American and it's distinguished. And we can't look at pictures when we're looking at the words. The text has to stand alone. But other than that, everything is free game. Yeah.
Who nominates the books, and how many awards are given?
So no one technically nominates. We have to, as a committee, read everything that was published in 2017 for kids 0 to 14. So basically, I had a third job. I was just reading a lot. Some people can nominate books that they think are really special. But other than that, it's just up to the committee to read a lot. And then it doesn't, yeah, it's sort of like it's free game.
So how many people are on your committee?
Oh, I think there was 13 of us. Yeah, I think I should double check. But we have one chair. I'm pretty sure it's 13. It's either 13 or 15. Shoot, I can't remember now. I'm looking at all these people.
Okay, so essentially, really, you said you had a third job. You're just, everybody is reading. Are you buying these books? Are publishers sending you these books? How do the books even come to your attention?
Right. So it's a combination of both. If they're like you, and also just like your public library. So we get sent books from publishers. If there's a book that I've heard about that I really loved that I didn't get sent, I went and purchased it. Like Crown and Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds. I never got sent those, but like I saw them at the library and they interested me. And so I purchased them and then was really excited about them. But yeah, like, so it's a combination of all the things. Yeah. Let's see how many members there are. I can't remember.
My other thought has always been, is this like the Nobel Prizes or the MacArthur Genius Award, where a pot of money comes with the award?
No, I don't think they actually, I don't think they get money. I think it's basically the money they would get would be because their book sells more, that sort of thing. We don't give a monetary award for winning it. No, it's the honor of getting that award. Yeah, it's an interesting question. I never thought about it that way. So they sort of get money because of it, but not as the award. No, That's interesting. I never thought about it that way.
But you know, I'm sorry, Emma. Did you have another thought?
I was just going to ask about posters. So when a book wins awards, are there posters made up for that book, or just for the? They are just added to the Newbery or the Coretta Scott King poster?
Well, so I guess a little bit of both. It just depends on the publisher, what they want to do. So the Coretta Scott King Book Award is going to celebrate its 50th year next year, and I know they're doing lots of publicity around that, so there'll be a special poster and a special book. But other than that, it's sort of up to the publishing houses what they do. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. My impression, though, is if you are the winner of one of these major awards, mm-hmm. and that means every book list that comes out the following year, you know, books that must be read, you're on that list.
Of course, yes.
That every library, whether it's a public library or a school library, and, you know, even if you have small, especially if you have a very tight budget,
yes.
You're looking towards these awards for guidance. So that means these books will be on that list. and authors will probably be invited, as Renee has been. I mean, she, you know, she's like our poster girl, though certainly there are many others who have won. But these writers will be able to go out, command X amount of dollars, mm-hmm. you know, and of course their books will sell.
Right, it's a huge deal. Yeah.
So it's definitely a financial component to this.
Right, but we don't, as a committee,
exactly.
give them money, no. There's 15 of us on the committee. I just double-checked. I couldn't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm having trouble reading my own writing. I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses.
We're all at that stage. Well, no, actually, Herbie, you're not.
My question was about, I know that the Coretta Scott King Award is awarded to African-American writers,
uh-huh.
but the Newbery Award and the Honor Award, mm-hmm. how many African-American authors have actually received awards for their books? The
Newbery. I'd have to do some research on that. It's definitely few, but there's some. I mean, this year we made history because all of our authors are authors of color. So this was the first year. Our author winner is Asian Pacific Islander. She's Filipina. And then all of our author honors are African American. So we made history
for
this
year.
For
the Newbery?
For the Newbery.
Could you give us the names? I didn't know this.
Yeah. It's a huge deal. So Erin Entrada Kelly is our winner, and she is Filipina. And then Renee Watson, Jason Reynolds, and Derek Barnes are our honor authors, and they're all African American. Yeah, so yes. Huge deal this year, for sure.
Well, I knew Christopher Paul Curtis had won
He's
before.
He's won, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he win twice, or was he Honor and Newbery?
Oh, gosh, you're asking me trivia questions now. I don't remember.
Sorry. I got really excited when I woke up this morning, my handwriting so bad.
I should remember. I don't remember off the top of my head. I don't know.
I know. I was very excited the morning the winners, the names came
yeah.
out. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was amazing. People were really excited. It was awesome to be a part of the process, for sure. Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
Now, you brought some books with you.
Yeah, so I brought my copies of the honor and award winner. Yeah.
Now, are any of these books some that you nominated during the committee process? Because you have a local author that's a part of that.
Oh, so all of our nominations are confidential, so I can't tell you which books I nominated. We had 7 nominations, but I can't tell you any of the book titles that I nominated.
Well, I'm curious as to how do you get to be on this committee? Because I know that there are, you know, there are various American Library Association committees, and some are more prestigious, quite frankly, than others.
Uh-huh.
And to be on any of this, especially the trifecta of either Caldecott Newbery or Coretta Scott King, just to be on the committee is a bigger deal.
Yeah.
So how did you get on this committee?
Well, I don't know, actually. I'm super honored that I got on it. It is a big deal. It's a very big deal. I guess typically what folks do are they are on lots of other committees, and so they put their name out there. They do lots of good work in libraries, and they have a wealth of information about them that says that they know how to review books and they're bringing some different perspective. So for some like amazing reason, I've been appointed to a number of committees. I do lots of work in the library field, but yeah, no, it's a huge deal. I don't know how I was lucky enough to get chosen. But.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen in the listening audience, Kirby is being modest. I know how these things work because I've been on some ALA committees, and yes, Kirby has been on more committees, and she has a national reputation, and heaven knows, I know, she puts in the work. I remember,
yeah,
I mean,
I'm very
like
involved.
These crates full of books, and I'll be like, what are those books? And, you know, she's just reading and reading, but no, it speaks well that you were nominated, and what it says is that your leadership has been known and recognized through this.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, was it an American Library Association? like Young Leaders Award
that
you got?
The Library Journal Movers and Shakers Award.
Okay, and Library Journal is the American Library Association publication, and she won this before. So I'm just saying, you know, don't steal your own thunder.
Yeah, this
you
is
deserve
this. This is the second book committee I've been on, and it's pretty amazing. Just the amount of reading, and it's really neat to be able to talk about books that you're super passionate about.
So. But also, how diverse is the committee? I mean, I can't help but think
that
the diversity
that
of
too.
The committee has resulted in authors who might not have even been considered.
Well, surprisingly enough, I was the only African-American person on my committee. Still, yeah. We're working hard to diversify. I was the only person. I was the only Black woman on my committee. There were two Latinx women and one Asian-American woman.
Okay, so people of color.
A few. We're definitely the minority. And yes, it's a problem in the field that we are trying to address. I'm on the equity and inclusion task force for this, the bigger body, because it's definitely a problem that we're trying to address. But yes, I was the only Black person on my committee.
And I would say, for those who are listening, call to action. Librarianship is a fascinating field. You might want to go in and talk to Kirby or go
to
you know, looking for people of color.
Always.
Fascinating feel.
You can do lots of things with your degree.
Yes, aging profession. Many of us are retiring or already have, so there are openings in the profession. I will step back now, having done the commercial.
Yes.
Prior to taking over the responsibilities that used to belong to Patricia, mm-hmm. where were you at?
I was Patricia's youth librarian before I became the manager there. So, and then before that, I was a youth librarian at the Midland Branch. And before that, yeah, I've been a youth librarian for 10 years, and then now I'm a manager. So, yeah. Yes. How much time do we have?
We have a few minutes.
Okay. I might want to read a little bit
I'm
of Crown.
I'm going to ask you to read, but I want to ask another question before I ask you to read. Is there a ceremony or a big dinner where the authors are all present, the winning authors, and their awards are given formally?
Yeah, so we have, I just got invites. So we have a award dinner for the honor award winners. We have an award dinner for the actual winner. And then we have an award dinner for all the Caldecott and Newbery winners where their speech is made. And that's in June in New Orleans. Yeah.
And when you all were in the process, do you meet several times, or is everything done via email or
We don't do conference? Anything via email. We're not allowed to communicate via email in terms of discussing books, and so everything is done at the conference. Yeah.
So how many times during the year do you all meet?
We just meet 3 times. Yeah, but we only discuss books once together. Yeah. It's that makes for a really intense 3 days.
Well, because people won't know the joy of this unless they read them, see the books. I was wondering if you would share just a little excerpt or a book talk from each of the books before we close out.
Crown is one that it just begs to be read aloud. And so it happens to be a picture book, but the text is very lyrical and amazing. And I'm trying to figure out if there is an amazing passage to share from Crown. But basically, it's about a boy and his trip to the barber shop. And I feel like it's transcends age, so it's really great. But it's definitely a celebration of this experience that brings you joy and helps you to feel more confident about yourself, which I just absolutely love. But I guess the closing line of Crown, I don't know, just really spoke to me. So he's leaving the barber shop, and he's tipped the barber, and the line before it is, "It was worth it. It always is. You know why? Because you'll leave out of the shop every single time feeling the exact same way. Magnificent, flawless, like royalty. Hello, world." And I just, this book is just beautiful, gorgeous. I've been giving it out when people tell me they like it. I've just been handing them my copy and going to Powell's and buying more because it's just that kind of book that I feel like everyone needs to have their hands on it. Hello Universe was our winner, and this is a story about Virgil, who is very, very shy, and he kind of has a crush on a young girl named Valencia. And they go on a quest to the forest, and it's filled with some Filipino folktales. And there's a well, there's an adventure, there's a mystery, there's a bully, and these young kids find each other and become friends. And it's just a great adventure story. A little bit of fate, a little bit of coincidence. Really beautiful writing in this one. Piecing Me Together by Renee Watson is the story of Jade, and it's set in Portland, which is pretty neat. And so she lives in an urban neighborhood. We think maybe, I'm guessing, north or northeast Portland. And she goes to an all-girls school, maybe St. Mary's, who knows? I didn't ask Renee what the school was. And so she has been given these opportunities sort of forced upon her that might make her a better person, but she hasn't really been given the voice or choice to say like what opportunities she wants. And then there comes a program that's called Women to Woman, and it's a mentorship program, and it's sort of Jade's journey to figure out who she is as a woman and how she navigates the world. And she's also a collage artist, so there's some interesting things with that. And then the last honor book is Long Way Down, and that one's by Jason Reynolds. And this book is about Will, and his brother is shot and killed. And he has 60 seconds to decide if he is going to follow the rules and avenge his brother's death. And it is told in verse, and it's just, the pacing is magnificent, the text is lyrical, and it's a really intense book that I think everyone should read. So, yeah, those are our books.
Oh, exciting.
The interesting thing about these books, and I haven't read any of them except Renee's, and I think I've read most of Renee's books. These books hold their own, whether they're, I'm sure they're intended for younger audiences, but they hold their own for adult readers. I know that there are many adults who are avid followers of Renee's. And Nea, I'm really interested in The Long Way Down. You know, we do have like about 3 minutes. Could you read maybe just a few words from the Long Way Down? Is the Newbery?
No. Hello Universe is the Newbery winner.
Sorry, could you read a few minutes from that?
I know now I should have picked a perfect passage, though.
Well, maybe just even if you just started.
I'll just start at the beginning, yeah. And so the interesting thing about the books that we chose, there's two that scale a little bit up. So Long Way Down and Piecing Me Together scale a little bit up. So they're at the top of our age range. Hello Universe is probably smack in the middle, and Crown is all the way through the ages. So I think that we did a really interesting and great job picking a wide variety, but you're totally right. All of these books are great for adults. They're great for any age, perfect for read-alouds. But I'll read a little bit from Hello Universe. So chapter one is called Grand Failure. 11-year-old Virgil Salinas already regretted the rest of middle school, and he'd only just finished sixth grade. He imagined all those years stretching ahead of him like a long line of hurdles, each of them getting taller, thicker, heavier, and him standing in front of them on his weak and skinny legs. He was no good at hurdles. He'd found this out the hard way, in gym class, where he was the smallest, most forgettable, and always picked last. Ah, Virgil, already you fall in love with him. He's so great. I love all of these books, so I'm super happy that these are our winners. Definitely. But you can get all of them at the library. Of course, they all have a really long list, a holds list, because everyone wants to read them. But we've got lots of copies at the library, so definitely come in and take a look at all of them for sure.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing with us today. Well, I guess we're at the end again, but we begin again next month in April. So I'm Emma Jackson Ford, Bookwoman, saying goodbye for this month, but see you next month.
And Obi Hill, you've been listening to Black Book Talk on KBOO.
And Patricia Welch, Librarian Emeritus, saying, you know, Black History Month is over, but Black Reading continues. There are incredible things happening in March. Keep up with them. See you next month.
You can have all the money in your hands.
all the possessions anyone can ever have. But it's all worthless treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have, you can have everything. But what does it, what does it mean? It all means nothing.
KBOO Radio builds media makers. We believe strong, resilient communities must know how to make their own media. For the last 50 years, KBOO has trained thousands of people how to produce compelling radio. We know that with our expertise and your support, we can keep this city activated and aware through radio. Invest in Portland's future media makers and join KBOO on Kickstarter today.
Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. Donate to the campaign and share it with your friends. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
Tune in to Shocks of Sheba Thursday, March 8th, that's International Women's Day, for a special 3-hour 30th anniversary show. The 30th anniversary of Shocks of Sheba will feature 3 hours of the best in women's reggae. That's noon to 3, March 8th. KBOO celebrates women and 30 years of Shocks of Sheba.
It's time for the KBOO News at Noon for Friday, March 1st, 2018. Anti-nuclear weapons advocates urged caution after Russian President Vladimir Putin's statement this week about his military new nuclear capabilities and his plans to put them to use in the event of an attack on Russia. The international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons stressed that the United States has contributed greatly to rising global tensions regarding nuclear proliferation and touted the international treaty the group helped to negotiate to end the use of nuclear weapons worldwide. The West Virginia teachers' strike is back on after the teachers' union rejected a back-to-work order. The continuation of the strike requires the formation of independent rank-and-file committees in an urgent appeal to the entire working class to support the West Virginia teachers. Union leadership ordered educators back to the classrooms Thursday without achieving any of their demands. The West Virginia Education Association and American Federation of Teachers tried to end the powerful strike based on a pledge by Governor Jim Justice that the Republican-controlled state legislature will appear a one-time 5% pay increase sometime in the coming days or weeks. But the teachers were unconvinced by this promise, which leaves out their key demand, to fully fund the state's public employee insurance agency. This means that any raise will be eaten up by rising medical costs for educators, many of whom are already forced to rely on second jobs or food stamps to feed their families. A new report has found that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got hundreds of millions